Time now for the news. Brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City. We can get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW, WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for mostly sunny skies with a high near 87. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. Petitions for the consolidated election to be held on April the 4th of 2023 for the election of mayor, two-year term, First Ward Alderman, Second Ward Alderman, Third Ward Alderman, and Fourth Ward Alderman will be available in the office of City Clerk Tina Hutchcraft beginning on Tuesday, September the 20th. Office hours are 7 a.m. to noon and 1 p.m. to 4. A mayor will be elected for a two-year term to fill the unexpired term of Mayor Dreith, and one alderman from each of the city's four wards will be elected for a four-year term. Petition circulation begins on September the 20th. Filing periods for those petitions is December the 12th through 19th. For more information, call 847-7396. More news right after this break.
Did you know that Wabash Communications offers more than just high-speed internet? We offer video services, home monitoring solutions, voice services, and most importantly, 24/7 customer care you can count on. Customer satisfaction is the top priority of Wabash Communications Co-op. Whether it be answering phone calls, resolving issues in person, we are here to serve you. Our 24/7 customer support center is here to help you with any issues or outages you may endure. Call Wabash today at 618-665-3311 to speak to a local, friendly face.
Ubinger's Furniture is having a free Power Base upgrade event. Right now, and for a very limited time, with the purchase of a selected mattress set, Ubinger's will upgrade for free the regular foundation to a Power Base. That's a savings of up to $800. And most people can benefit health-wise from sleeping with a little elevation. This sale is ending soon, so don't wait. Shop the free Power Base upgrade event only at Ubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth a drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
While we don't all carry an unlicensed nuclear accelerator on our backs, we can remember the wise words of Dr. Peter Venkman, who said, "Why worry? Our wealth management team at Trust Bank has the tools and talent necessary to help you plan for the legacy you want to leave. Contact the team at 618-429-9265 and schedule your consultation. Trust Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC. So, who are you going to call?"
And now the rest of the news. The Fairfield Fall Fun Fest continues through Sunday. Today's events include Grun Vocal Studio on the main stage at 5:30, sponsored by Carter Turf and Tractor. At 7 on the main stage, it's Seven Bridges, the Eagles Ultimate Experience, sponsored by Fairfield Memorial Hospital. To see a full list of Saturday's events, visit the annual Fairfield Fall Fun Fest Facebook page. Main Street from 1st Street, east to northeast 4th Street, including the 100 blocks of northeast and southeast 2nd Streets and 3rd Streets, continue to be closed throughout Sunday morning for the Fall Fun Fest. The detour route continues to be south on southeast 4th Street, west on Center, then returning to Main by traveling north on South 1st. F&B is reminding the public that the drive-thru and lobby remains open during regular hours throughout Fall Fun Fest. You can access the drive-thru by turning north on 3rd Street and following the signs. 3rd Street will be barricaded after banking hours, but the ATM can be accessed on foot. Other F&B ATM locations include Fairfield Memorial Hospital and the Bobcat Den. Enterprise Road, Big Four Road Extension, from near Clay City to Fairfield, is closed south of the 161 intersection. Work crews are currently shaving down the approach to the intersection to make stop signs more visible. The road closure is expected to last until the first week of November. Enterprise Road north of 161 and 161 are scheduled to remain open during these times. Today is the final day for the Child Fine preschool screenings for Fairfield District 112, along with Jasper, New Hope, and Jeff school districts. The screenings are being held at Northside School and are for children 3 to 5 years old who aren't yet enrolled in public schools and aren't eligible for kindergarten this year. The screening takes about 45 minutes, are free, and require an appointment. To schedule an appointment, call 6501. Jasper Grade School Pitt Hopkins Syndrome Awareness Day is today. A reminder to any student, faculty, or staff member of Jasper School who would like to wear blue today can pay $1 or more and wear blue. All proceeds will go to the Splash Pad Project. And FCHS Student Council's 50-50 raffle tickets are still on sale for $5 each. The drawing will be held this Saturday at the FCHS varsity football game. You don't have to be present to win, and all proceeds will be donated to Make a Difference Day fundraiser for the Splash Pad. The Fairfield Community Varsity Scholastic Team tied for first place in a Southern Illinois Academic Conference tournament. FCHS went 3-1 on the night. FCHS claimed wins over Edwards County, Mount Vernon, and Marion, but fell to Centralia. Answering toss-ups for FCHS were Chase Klein with 24, Kel Simpson with 8, Cody Wick with 3, and Aiden Whitfield with 2. Also participating for FCHS were Connor Atterbury, Madeline Edwards, and Avery Stintz. Fairfield Community High School has elected their homecoming court for the 2022-2023 school year. Freshman attendants are Gracie Atwood, daughter of Paul and Courtney Atwood, and Jaden Easton, daughter of Jaden Easton. Sophomore attendants are Corey Sutton, daughter of Brent and Karen Sutton, and Cortland Kronovich, daughter of Nick and Stephanie Kronovich. The junior attendants are Lauren Garrett, daughter of Jamie and Marcia Garrett, and Emerson Robbins, daughter of Kurt and Stacy Robbins. The senior queen candidates are Chelsea Cuff, daughter of Ann and Scott Cuff, Aliyah Taylor, daughter of Eli and Jamie Taylor, and Kylie White, daughter of Keith and Casey White. King candidates are Luke Duckworth, son of Ryan Duckworth and Amy Duckworth, Jonathan Paul, son of William and Christy Paul, and Luke Sork, son of Stephanie and Amy Sork, and Jevon Sork. The senior escorts this year are Jonah Easton, son of Patrick and Chastity Sudarth, Eric Rogers, son of Andy and Kim Rogers, Hayden Hodges, son of Jamie and Heidi Hodges, Brandon Wood, son of Thomas and Deanna Swift, and Brandon and Chastity Fry, Caleb Gonzalez, son of Heather and John Sargent, Griffin Hinkle, son of Lance and Kim Hinkle, and Galen Todd, son of Jim and Shailene Todd. The Flower Girl and Crown Bearers are Phoenix Thomason, daughter of Anthony and Elena Like, and Jace Bridgman, son of Bobby and Rhiannon Bridgman. The crowning of the homecoming queen will be held during halftime of the football game. Fairfield Memorial Hospital is bringing their mobile mammography to Edwards County High School at 361 Main Street in Albion this Saturday, with appointments beginning at 8 a.m. No physician order is needed for those over the age of 40, but it must have been at least 1 year since your last mammogram. Patients are asked to bring their insurance card, photo ID, and doctor's contact information. This is for annual screening mammograms only. Individuals can call the FMH Diagnostic Imaging Department at 847-8249 to secure an appointment. Walk-ins are also welcome until 11 a.m. After 11, patients will be seen by appointment only. Fairfield Memorial Hospital is pleased to announce that Pushpa Povilluri, MD, Internal Medicine, will be joining the medical staff of Fairfield Memorial Hospital on a full-time basis, starting on Monday, September the 19th. Dr. Povilluri received her medical degree from Guntur Medical College in India and completed her residency in internal medicine and a fellowship in geriatrics at the University of Louisville, Kentucky. She will provide long-term comprehensive care, managing both common and complex illnesses of adults and the elderly. Dr. Povilluri will be seeing patients starting on Monday at Horizon Healthcare Fairfield Medical Clinic. Fairfield Memorial Hospital is excited to continue to grow and expand the services that we offer. Our goal is to deliver personalized, exceptional care as we continue to add specialists and expand our programs, services, and providers to meet the needs of the community. Dr. Povilluri comes to Fairfield Memorial Hospital with many years of experience and a broad range of knowledge. As we age, our healthcare needs continue to grow more complex. Dr. Pavlouri's training as an internal medicine and geriatrician will be a wonderful addition to our exceptional medical staff, commented FMH CEO Catherine Bunting-Williams. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Pushpaw Pavlouri, call 842-4617. To get more information about the services offered at FMH, call 847-8243. Fairfield Community High School District 225 will hold their regular meeting on Monday, September the 19th at 6 p.m. in the FCHS Study Hall, with a budget hearing set to precede the meeting. Items on the agenda for Monday night's meeting include a resolution to adopt the 2022-23 budget for the FCHS district in old business and gym lobby remodel approval to seek bids, as well as special education LEA determination in new business. There will also be an executive session for the purpose of consideration on hiring sponsors for the class of 2026, consideration on hiring an individual aide, consideration on making the assistant wrestling coach a paid position, and consideration on hiring winter coaches for 2022-2023, with action expected upon return to open session. Dale Woods, president of the Board of Education of Edwards County Community Unit School District No. 1, has called a public hearing for budget review to be held on Monday, September the 19th at 6:45 in the Edwards County K-12 Band Room. The Grayville City Council will hold a special City Council meeting on Monday, September the 19th at 7 p.m. at City Hall. Items on the agenda include the second reading of Ordinance 928 to join and appoint representatives to the W2E Incorporated Board of Directors, the second reading of Ordinance 929 approving developers' agreements with W3 Illinois Vending LLC, and Economic Development Agreement for Retailers Occupation Tax Rebate, V3, with Illinois Vending LLC. In new business, the council will hear the first reading of Ordinance 930, vacating a portion of Vine Street. The river stages as of early this morning. The Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 5.97 feet below the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork of Wayne City has a reading of 4.98 feet. Its flood stage is 15 foot. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 4.99 feet with a flood stage of 18 foot. And elsewhere in the area, Bonpaw Creek at Browns reads 1.48 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi reads 4 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel currently sits at 3.42 feet. Today's crude oil price is $78.10, down $3.38 from yesterday. The October crude oil price is $85.34, down $2.59 from yesterday morning. That's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
Your family's care team is close to home at Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics in McLeansboro and Carmi. From routine care, vaccines and DOT physicals, to disease management, x-ray, lab work and COVID testing. With 9 providers and 8 specialty care clinics, Hamilton Memorial has you covered. Plus, for those unexpected illnesses, our weekend walk-in clinics in Carmi and McLeansboro. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics. Here for you now, like we've always been.
As a 5-star facility, Fairfield Memorial Hospital Skilled Care Unit doesn't underestimate the power of touch, smiles, kind words, or small acts of caring. Here, they provide short-term skilled care nursing and services to those who require medical care, nursing care, and rehabilitation services. Under the direction of the patient's physician, the FMH Skilled Care Unit provides 24-hour pharmacy services, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, respiratory therapy, skilled nursing services, medication management, wound care, discharge planning, and assistance with daily activities. Skilled care is available to all Medicare, private pay, and private insured geriatric patients. For more information, please call Fairfield Memorial Hospital at 618-847-8328. Fairfield Memorial Hospital, excellence in community health care.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nail's Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nail's Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. Carl Richard Cushman, 91, of Enfield, died on Monday, September the 12th. Graveside funeral services and burial will be held today at 1 p.m. at Enfield Cemetery with full military rites by the Carmi VFW and American Legion Post. Eunice LaVon Bowers, 90, of Troy, formerly of Dahlgren, died on September the 8th. Visitation will be held from 11 a.m. until 1 tomorrow, Saturday, September the 17th, at Harry Funeral Home in Dahlgren. Funeral services will be held at 1, with burial at Belrive Cemetery. Carolyn Keck, 86, of Swansea, died Monday, September the 12th. Funeral ceremony will be held at 1 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday, September the 17th, at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Interment will follow in Floral Garden of Memories Cemetery. Visitation will be held from noon until 1 p.m. on Saturday at the funeral home. John E. Anselmont, 94, of Carmi, died on Sunday, September the 11th. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow, Saturday, September the 17th, at First Christian Church in Carmi. Burial will follow in White County Memorial Garden, with full military honors provided by the Carmi American Legion and VFW. Visitation will be held on Saturday from 9 until time of the service. The family request those attending the funeral or visitation to please wear a mask. A live stream of the service will be available on the Campbell Funeral Home Facebook page. William Wayne Jones, 84, of Salem, died Tuesday, September the 13th. A funeral ceremony will be held at 2 p.m. on Sunday, September the 18th, at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Interment will follow in Onstott Cemetery with the presentation of military funeral honors. Visitation will be from 1 until 2 on Sunday at the funeral home. Pearl J. Council Rubenacher, 85, of McLeansboro, died on Wednesday, September the 14th. Visitation will be held on Sunday, September the 18th, from noon until 2 at Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. A graveside funeral service will be held following the visitation at Concord Cemetery. Melba Sue Hart, 89, of Dahlgren, died on Wednesday, September the 14th. Visitation will be held from 10 a.m. until noon on Monday, September the 19th, with the funeral to be held at noon at Harry Funeral Home. Burial will be in Crystal Cemetery near Dahlgren. K. Ellen Hill Owen, 83, formerly of Fairfield, died on September the 8th. Funeral services will be at 1 p.m. on Tuesday, September the 20th, at Cumberland Presbyterian Church in Fairfield. Burial will follow in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. until time of the service at the church. Gladys Lucille Ramsey, 91, of Rock Falls, died. A celebration of life will be held at 2 p.m. on Friday, September the 23rd, at Powers General Baptist Church in Xenia. Gladys has been cremated. Interment of her remains and that of her late daughter, Deborah Burkett, will follow in Pleasant Mount Powers Cemetery. Gregory Neil Grubby Foreman, 69, of Flora, died on Thursday, September the 8th. A private family service will be held at a later date. And as a reminder, we update our obituaries, including a full list of survivors, on our website at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for mostly sunny skies with a high near 87. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news.
If you have great ideas and want to make an impact with our local communities, becoming a salesperson at TOC Direct Media could be a great fit for you. We help businesses get results by creating custom campaigns that fit their needs. At TOC Direct Media, we have lots of passion for radio, direct mail, and digital marketing. Would you like to join a team of passionate, creative people that get results and help our local communities grow? Send your resume to careers@originalcompany.com.
You would rather have too much freedom to deal with. and that includes the freedom and the responsibility of making sure that your rights are protected, than too little. Imagine not having any of these rights. And then, yeah, you'd have more time on your hands probably because the state wouldn't allow you to go out and make sure you could defend rights that no longer existed because if we would live in a under tyranny. So you'll always have this.
Tune in to The Dana Show, 7 to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, right here on WFIW AM 1390 and FM 103.3.
When you think of kids and their needs, think of the Wayne County Shrine Club, because they are. Shriners from Wayne County have raised more than $25,000 over the last 5 years for the Shriners Hospital in St. Louis through their annual onion sale, pork burger and pork chop cookouts, fish fry, the annual Shrine football game between FCHS and Hamilton County, and various other fundraisers. So next time you see a Shriner, think of kids and their needs. They are.
Time now for a Friday check of sports. For the first time in his career, Justin Herbert came up short in Kansas City. The Chiefs hung on to top the L.A. Chargers 27-24 on Thursday Night Football. Patrick Mahomes threw for 235 yards and a pair of touchdowns to lead Kansas City to its second win of the season. Herbert took a big hit late in the game, but was able to throw for 334 yards and three touchdowns in the loss. Herbert also threw a 99-yard pick six to Chiefs rookie Jalen Watson. They gave KC the lead in the fourth quarter. The Chargers are now 1-1. Brett Favre knew more about the misspent Mississippi welfare money than first thought. New text show Favre, a Mississippi welfare manager, and even the state's governor, knew the money he was paid back in 2017 was supposed to go to low-income families. The text, quote, Favre asking about using some of the millions he was paid for speeches that he never gave to build a volleyball center at the University of Southern Mississippi, where his daughter played volleyball. Favre was never charged in the case, but was ordered to repay the money. The NASCAR playoffs head to Bristol on Saturday for the Bass Pro Shops night race. So far, none of the playoff field has advanced to the second round. Both Eric Jones and Bubba Wallace have played spoiler after winning the previous two races. Kyle Busch won the spring race. And promoters for the NASCAR Enjoy Illinois 300 Cup Series race say the event will return to the St. Louis area next year. The first race in June was a sellout success at the Worldwide Technology Raceway in Madison, Illinois. Owner Curtis Francois says the event next year is set for Sunday, June the 4th. He says the track will also again host the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series Toyota 200 on the day before the Cup Series race. Taking a look at Thursday's scoreboard in high school softball, Sisney defeated Grayville 21-1. In Major League Baseball, it was the Reds over the Cardinals 3-2. The White Sox topped the Guardians 8-2. The Rays shut out the Blue Jays 11-0, and the Marlins beat the Phillies 5-3. The Athletics fell to the Astros 5-2. The Mets decimated the Pirates 7-1. The Twins squeaked by the Royals 3-2. And the D-backs shut out the Padres 4-0. In Thursday night football, the Chiefs beat the Chargers 27-24. Here's a look at today's schedule. In high school golf, Fairfield plays Flora at 4 p.m. In high school football, Edwards County is at Cesar Vallier. The game starts at 7 with pregame at 6:50, and you can catch that live on 105.9 FM WOKZ, as well as Network One Sports. In other area high school football action, Carmi White County takes on Christopher Ziegler Royalton. El Dorado faces Vianna Gorville. It's Hamilton County taking on Johnston City, and Belleville Althoff Catholic takes the trip to Mount Vernon. Marion will play Cahokia. Carbondale faces Centralia. Red Bud takes on Carlisle. Chester plays Sparta. And Dupo faces off against Trenton Westland. It's Robinson taking on Casey Westfield, Mount Carmel playing Lawrenceville, Olney Richland County going up against Marshall, Newton facing Bridgeport Red Hill, and Paris taking on Tolono Unity. Benton will face Heron, Harrisburg's in West Frankfort, Massac County goes up against Murfreesboro, Anna Jonesboro faces Nashville, and Carterville plays DuQuoin. In Major League Baseball action today, the Cardinals take on the Reds. It's the Cubs versus the Rockies, the Marlins versus the Nationals, the Orioles versus the Blue Jays, the Pirates versus the Mets, the Rangers versus the Rays, the White Sox versus the Tigers, the Royals versus the Red Sox, the Twins versus the Guardians, the Phillies versus the Braves, the Yankees versus the Brewers, the Athletics versus the Astros, the Mariners versus the Angels, and the Padres take on the Diamondbacks. In Saturday's schedule in high school volleyball, Fairfield is at the Carterville JV Tournament at 9 a.m. Edwards County is at the Fairfield JV Tournament starting at 9 a.m. as well. Edwards County will be at the Massac County Varsity Tournament. The time is to be announced. At high school cross country, Fairfield takes on Richland County at the Olney Invite at Olney Central College at 9:15. And in high school football, Pinckneyville plays Oblong and Fairfield faces off against Flora. You can catch that game live on 104.9 FM, WFIW Radio, WFIWRadio.com, and Network One Sports. The game starts at 1 p.m. Pre-game is at 12:50. The action is at the train yard. That's a Friday check of sports. Here's your classic hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today is calling for mostly sunny skies with a high near 87. Overnight tonight will be mostly clear with a low near 59. Sunny skies are in the forecast through midweek. Saturday, we're looking at highs near 88 and lows around 62. Sunday, high around 90 with a low near 66. Monday's high will be 91 with a low of 68. Tuesday, high of 93 with a low near 67. And Wednesday's high will be near 94. Yesterday's high was 82 degrees. The overnight low was 55. No rain in the gauge overnight here at the station locally. We have 82 hundredths of an inch on the month of September, standing now with a yearly total of 22 and 66 hundredths inches overall. Currently, the pressure is steady at 30.16. The dew point is 61 degrees and rising. We have 99% humidity with no winds and 10-mile visibility. We do still have a lot of fog on Highway 15 in the low-lying areas, especially through Edwards County, so be sure to take extra caution on your morning commute.